Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es schwiees, Perig hei Mischne tes. Mashel es isha lechavata, a woman can lend her friend, hacheshuda ala shvies, even though her friend, when it comes to Shemitah, we're a little bit suspect, she doesn't hold the halachos. Now, we don't think she's going to go out in the field and work over there, but we are chayshara that she's going to eat peiris Shemitah after the time of beer. What does that mean? We're going to learn later, Bez Hashem Yisburach, what the beer is, but we explained already, just like there's beer chametz, it's this beer and a Shemitah year. And according to most, what that means is, you can keep in your house anything that is still available for the chaya on the field. When it's no longer available for the chaya on the field, you have to take it out of your house. And we're scared that she won't do that. She'll be working with food that shouldn't be in her house anymore. Still, says the Mishnah, Mashal Asisha Lachavrita, once again, Perik Hei Mishnah Tes, a woman can lend these kelim to her friend, even though her friend is, when it comes to Shemitah, we're not so sure, she does everything right. You can lend her nafa. Nafa is a sifter. The sifter separates the different kinds of flour. Uchevara. Chevara is a sieve. That separates like the kind of shell from the grain. Verechayim is a mill that grinds the grain into flour. Vetaner, and the tanner is the oven. After you have the flour and you mix it with water and you knead it, you have a dough and you bake it. I, this friend, may use these kelim to prepare Asur Dika Shemitah food. But again, as we have been saying in the previous Mishnayos, as long as there's a chance that she's doing it for things that are mutter, it's okay. Before we were talking about selling, here we're talking about lending. So, what are the things that she's doing with it that is okay? So the Matnura says like this, the sifter could be used to count money. Because what does the sifter do? Like, it holds back the big pieces, the little pieces come through. So, you know, if you would throw in, let's say, the quarters, the dimes would come through, the quarters stay on top. The sieve can be used to sift sand that they use for cement. The mill, explains the Batanura, could be used to grind spices. What about the oven? Oven is used for baking. No. An oven can be used to dry out bundles of flax. Why does the Batanura have to say this? Why don't they just say that she's using food, which you're allowed to use? So some of the Rishonim explained that the Mishnah is talking about a case where we know she doesn't have any other food. Only food that you can't have on Shemitah anymore in your house. If you want to look up in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Samech Aleph, you'll see that. So the Rebbein Natan learns in Tosfos. See, that makes the Chiddush of the Mishnah so much greater. Because if she has food that's mutter and food that you can't use on Shemitah, fine, so I can lend you these things. She's going to use it for the food you can use it. But I know for a fact she doesn't have any food in her house that you could use it for. I can still say, well, you can use it for coins and spices and cement. That's all. I don't have to ask too many questions. Avulbat says the Mishnah weiter. Loi savar, you shouldn't sort. Like from Boirer on Shabbos, same Shirish. But loi sitchen ima, and you shouldn't grind. In other words, they shouldn't stand together. Sorting and grinding. The Shemitah peiros. Because now you're mamish helping her prepare something, which is aser. Now really, there's no aveira to prepare Shemitah food. The aveira is to eat it when you're not supposed to. But I'm helping her. But being that she may be eating this, and I'm helping her to do it, you're not allowed to do it because you become a Messiah L'day Ovi Avera, helping someone to perform an Avera. So actually, maybe it's important to discuss it now. There's V'lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshel, that's a deraisa. And then there's an Isser Midrabanan of helping a person to do an Avera. This is a big sugi, we won't get into it now, but the main rule is, if that person would not be able to do the Aveira unless I give it to him. I make it available to him. Let's say he's a Nazir that wants to drink wine. He can't reach the wine. He's on the other side of the river. And I pass it to him. If not for me, he wouldn't have the wine. Then I would be over the D'uraisa of a Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshel. But in cases where, let's say, he would be able to be over the Aveira anyway, even if I don't give it to him, but I'm still helping him, there is a different Isser, which is the Isser of helping a person do an Aveira. Either way, you're not allowed to do it. Okay. So our Mishnah tells us, look, you could lend her the kelim that she may use for things that are mutter. But you can't sort it out or grind with her. Because what do you mean she may use it for things that are mutter? You're physically helping her. And yes, once again, as the Rishonim explained over here, even though technically the Isser is only to eat, not to prepare. But by you preparing, you're helping her eat. Vaiter zakta mishna, eshes chaver. Eshes chaver means the wife of a Talmud Chacham. The word chaver really means more here. It means a person that was mekabel on himself to be careful with all of the halachis of Tumah and Tahara. And Am HaAretz is not careful with the halachis of Tumah and Tahara. He doesn't know the halachis of Tumah and Tahara. They're quite complicated. So the Chachamim were geyser, that an Am HaAretz and his kelim are considered to be tame when it comes to a chaver. Furthermore, there's a concern that the Am HaAretz did not give proper maizris on his peiros, and therefore his tvua is considered suffic tevel. Tevel means tvua that no trumasi maizris were taken from. What's that called? We learned this. Demai. You can't eat it without taking off certain maizris. So, forget Shemitah. Let's say it's not even a Shemitah year. Whenever you're dealing with food in Am HaAretz, there are two concerns. Eating without proper trumas maisris, and you're causing the food to become tameh. So, Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Eshes Chavar, Stamazay. A wife of a Talmud Chacham. Mashalas le'eshes Am HaAretz. She can lend to an eshes Am HaAretz. Nafa, the sifter, the kavara, and the sieve. Although here the Mishnah doesn't mention a mill or an oven, but the Taisus Yom Tov says it's included. Tzosa muter. Ubay reres. She can sort things out. Vitechenes and grind. Umerakedes. And sift ima together with her. This is muter. I, the Am HaAretz, his wife, may not be mafresh the maestros before it's eaten. So it could be they're preparing food that's aser. We're not concerned for that. And the reason is, Roiv Am HaAretz do take off maestros. This concern that they don't take off maestros applies only to a minority. Most do. So Api Alocha, really the food is mutter. We go Basar Roiv. The Rabbana made a gzeira. For reasons that we discuss, and we learned Masech Tezemai, the Rabbana made a gzeira, even though Roiv Am HaAretz do take off maestros, you have to take off some maestros again. But because it's only Midrabanan, we're more makel here. And even though they assert helping an Am HaAretz sift and grind Shemitah food, but they allow the Eishes Chavre to help the Eishes Am HaAretz sift and grind the regular food. Aval Bat, Mishatotel HaMayim. Once the Am HaAretz's wife adds water to the flour, Loisiga Esla, then she shouldn't help her. Knate, to knead the flour. What happened over here? Suddenly we're so strict because there's water? How did the water change everything? Once it becomes wet, it becomes tummy. Remember the halacha by food. If it never became wet, it can't become tummy. If it becomes wet with one of the shiva mashkim, if it becomes wet with water, it now could become tummy. Is that so bad? It's not kachim, so if it becomes tummy. Zakta bat tanura. Once you start kneading the dough, we start mixing the dough with water, there's a chiyuv to separate challah. Even though he didn't separate the challah yet, but the challah is in here. And there is an iser min haTorah to cause challah to become tameh. You have to separate challah and give it to the kayin. So again, once you're kneading the dough, there's challah in here that has to be separated. At this point, I can't allow it to become tameh. That's the reason once there's water here, you have to step back. Some say, even without the challah, you can't cause tumah, even to chulin, that is Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Either way, she can help her up until the water. But chulin, in all these cases, so we're being very lenient over here. Like, you know, even though, to you and me, the chances are she's going to be over in Issa, but as long as there's a chance she's not being over in Issa, we're saying it's okay. Why are we being so lenient? So the Mishnah explains. But Kulan, in all these cases, like Amr, the Chacham did not say that it's mutter to lend the Kalim and to help them, even though you know there's a good chance they're going to be over in Avera, Elam in Darkish Shalom, only because of Darkish Shalom. Because if you're not going to, it'll lead to hatred. Imagine. This lady knocks by your neighbor's door. Hi, do you have a sifter? Oh, no, I can't give it to you. There's a good chance you're going to be over Averis with it. You think they're going to be friendly neighbors afterwards? So whatever we can do to keep Shalom, we do. For that matter, The Mishnah is kind of chazering over something we already learned. Umachzika nidei nachrim b'shvias. You pass by and every gechom was working on his field, you can say, you know, keep it up, good job. You know, you should have the kayach to keep going. You're not being over an iser. V'shoylem b'shleimam im neidar k'shalem. And it's mutter to say shalom even on a day of their holiday where they can go to the Avodah Zarah and say, the Yid told me shalom. Because if you don't do it, if you don't greet them, it'll lead to Eva. We have to be very, very careful not to do something that leads to a Chil Hashem, leads to an Eved Kechavim, not liking a Yid, because we make a bracha every morning, right? Baruch HaMekadesh Shemay Berabim. We ask Hashem, we should be Zaycha, we Mekadesh Shem Shemay Menach Chas Shalom, the other way around. Besides the fact that if one Yid doesn't act like a mensch, that Eved Kechavim may let it out against another Yid who could be totally innocent. So we have a tremendous responsibility. You have a yarmulke, you have tzitzis, you have to know you're a shliach tzibur. You represent the entire klal. When you're mekadesh shem shemayim, you don't know what brachas you can bring to people. They'll come up to shemayim, they'll say, you saved someone's life. You, me? Yeah. You don't know what could happen later on, and someone makes a decision, but I remember when I was young, how a yeshiva bacha acted so nicely. And I don't want to give any examples of the other way around. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, the Beis Shammai say, a woman can lend these kelim to a friend who we suspect of violating the halachos of Shemitah, a sifter, a sieve, a mill, an oven, even though we know all the food she has is food that's aser on Shemitah. It could be she's using it for coins or other things you can use these kelim with, spices, cement, like we explained. The truth is, it's like a long shot. She's probably going to use it for food. But as long as there's a chance that she's using it for something that's mutter, you can lend it to her. But you can't mamash sort or grind together with her. That's already called being mesiyeya yidei oivri aveira. Not just during Shemitah, but Samazai, Eshes Chavar, the wife of a Chavar, who is careful with the halachis of Tumah and Tahara and Maestris, she can lend the wife of an Amaretz these kelim. And here, because when it comes to maestros, we say roiv amaratzin do take off maestros, we extend the kol a little bit more. We say she can even work with her, which she can't do by Shemitah. But here we say she can, you know, they can work together. The only thing is, once you pour the water in, then the eshes chavar cannot touch anything. But Tanura explains, because once the water goes in, there's already a chiv to separate challah, and challah cannot become tameh, even though you didn't separate the challah yet, but the challah is in the mixture, so to speak. Once something becomes wet, it could become tamei, and that's already a very serious issur. You can't allow for challah to become tamei, so therefore, the eshes chavar cannot work along once it becomes wet. All the leniencies that we said, you can lend a sifter, because maybe she's using it for coins. We think of a way it's possible they're not using it for issur. The reason we're being so makel is because of darkei shalom. We want to try to avoid machloikis. The ways of Torah are sweet. We don't want people to have hard feelings. And at the end of the day, when you're nice to people, that's the best way to get them to stop being over Aveira and to start learning and listening to the words of the Chachamim. For that matter, the Mishnah repeats what we learned earlier. You see David Yechavim working on his field on Shemitah. You can say, you know, good job. Hope you have the kayach to finish. Can't do that for Yisrael. See, you're doing an Aveira. You're not allowed to say that. Oh. We have kayach to finish, atzlacha. Can't do that. And you can also give them shalom, even on the day of their holiday. And all of this is mitnei darkei shalom.